When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
If you want to improve your football team, just go out and get two Pro Bowlers. It's simple. It's as easy as that. Just ask the Jets. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. I'm Emmett Golden alongside Chris Canty. And Chris, we already know that, and trust me, we know the Jets got Aaron Rodgers. It's only been the biggest story in sports the majority of the summer. Well, they added another Pro Bowler yesterday as Dalvin Cook signs a one-year deal with the Jets worth up to $8.6 million.
Ooh.
He got it back. He got his bag. He got some bread. How much does this help the Jets?
I think it helps them a lot from the standpoint of allowing that offense to have the kind of balance that you're looking for out of a championship-contending team, right? The thing that we've been talking about the Jets throughout the offseason after they acquired Aaron Rodgers is how good that offensive line is going to be. Well, EG, I can tell you, after spending more than a decade in the National Football League, one thing is true. Offensive linemen, they're better going forward than they are backwards. That's just a fact of the matter. And with question marks at the most important positions on that offensive line, that being your tackles, I think it takes a lot of pressure off of that unit by being able to lean on a running back in Dalvin Cook that has shown you the kind of game-breaking skills that he has. You're talking about a guy that's been north of 1,100 yards for four straight seasons. Let me say that again, like James Harden, north of 1,100 yards rushing for four straight seasons. Now, last year, his production wasn't necessarily what you were looking for on a per-game basis, but we know that he had a shoulder injury that he was dealing with, yet he still played in all 17 games and the postseason. So, for me, getting a guy like this, not only are you talking about him being able to provide that balance and take pressure off the offensive line, but he's going to make life for Aaron Rodgers easier, especially knowing that the Jets are trying to work Breece Hall back slowly from that ACL surgery that he had from a year ago.
Yeah, it gives them the depth, right? And then you don't have to rush Hall back, which I think is what they've been really concerned about. I know, you know, Dalvin Cook finally finding a home is big for all the fantasy players out there. And today the ESPN Fantasy Football Marathon continues. Get ready for the NFL season with ESPN Fantasy Football. Sign up at ESPN.com/FFL or download the ESPN Fantasy app. It's fun. It's easy. It's free to play. And Chris, I get my butt kicked every time I play fantasy football. So maybe I need some help. Maybe I need to draft Dalvin Cook. Here's Rich Cimini, ESPN Jets reporter. He was on Freddie and Fitzsimmons. Says he's pretty surprised that this worked out.
Joe Douglas is usually a pretty hardline GM over the last few years. We've seen that. You know, that 8.6 is including incentives. It's really a $7 million base deal, which is still a pretty good deal for a 28-year-old running back who's still on the market in the middle of August. I thought, you know, that was a pretty steep price to pay, but I think it underscores the sense of urgency that they feel in the building right now because of the Aaron Rodgers acquisition, because of the feeling that the championship window is probably a year or two.
I'm not surprised at all. I mean, the momentum, right? You know, they like, hey, we got this chance right here. We have an opportunity. How long do you think they have this opportunity? Because they're definitely going for it. They're swinging for a Super Bowl.
As they should, right? When you invest what you've invested in Aaron Rodgers and the picks that they gave up to the Packers in order to get him, I mean, yeah, you go all in. You push your chips to the middle of the table. That's why I'm not surprised, and that's why I disagree with Rich in terms of it being a steep price to pay. Who cares about the price to pay if he gives you a championship? You think the LA Rams regret what they did a couple of years ago with Matt Stafford and going all in on that move? They didn't care. They got a championship out of it. The GM wore a T-shirt at the championship parade that said, F them picks. think about it, like, so if you get what you're looking for, if you get another Lombardi in the trophy case, then there's not a price that's too steep to pay. And I can sit here today and say Dalvin Cook puts you a lot closer to that than not having him. Now, on his face, this move tells us a couple of things. Number one, the Jets are true to their word when they said they're not going to rush Breece Hall back. They said they want him back. They're not going to rush him back for week one. This is kind of indicative of the timeline that they're putting Breece Hall on. You don't have to worry about seeing him early on in the regular season because you have Dalvin Cook to go along with the rest of the running backs in that room. Now you've got a bona fide difference maker, a guy that can break tackles, a guy that understands the value of a 4-yard run as well, but a player that will mesh well with the zone running scheme that they want to employ under their offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett. So I like that move from that standpoint. The other thing that it tells us is that this is a situation now where the Jets are fully leaning into their identity. Mm-hmm. And when I say their identity, I'm talking about the defensive side of the ball. If this team is going to contend for a championship, it's not because Aaron Rodgers is going to throw for 300 yards a game. It's going to be because their defense holds opponents down and their offense can play ball control and field position. And if your defense can keep it close and give number 8 an opportunity at the end with the ball in his hands, then the Jets are banking on them finding themselves on the right side of a lot of ball games. And I'm agreeing with them. Like, to me, this Dalvin Cook move puts them one step closer to closing the gap to the Kansas City Chiefs, who are the bar when it comes to the AFC.
He's Chris Canty. I'm Emmett Golden. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And to your point, if you play in the AFC, if you want any chance to win, you better play defense. There's just too many great quarterbacks in the AFC. And I actually think a lot of those guys can kind of equalize each other, you know, because we saw a couple years ago, was it in the playoffs when you had Josh Allen go down and score, and then you had Pat Mahomes go and score, and it was just back and forth, and that's going to happen. You have to play defense, and the Jets certainly do have a good defense. Now, here's the thing. I think we can say after this move, the Jets have won the offseason. Is that fair? Say they won the offseason.
Okay. Yes. Yes, I would agree with that.
Yeah. What does that get you?
That's a great question because we see it time and time again. Teams that win the offseason don't necessarily do a whole lot of winning in the regular season or, more importantly, in the postseason, as the Jets are betting on. I mean, I could go back to the 2011 year where the Eagles got all of these players. I mean, they were signing everybody left and right. I mean, they had Nnamdi Asomugha. They had Vince Young as their backup quarterback. Vic was their starting quarterback. Vince Young called it the dream team.
Yeah.
The dream team.
Yep.
And they didn't even make the playoffs. And they saw a team in their division win the whole damn thing, that being my New York Giants. So I'm with you on that. Like, winning the offseason is great, but I think it's important that you take the right steps when it comes to putting your team together. And that's why I'm so bullish on the Jets coming into this year, because although it's a steep learning curve, we are talking about a franchise that has the longest playoff drought in North American team sports. With Aaron Rodgers being there every step of the way, from the offseason workouts to the OTAs to the mini camps, being there for training camp, working out with the guys away from the field, spending time with the guys away from the field, sitting with different teammates at lunch just so he can get to know all of the guys on the roster that he's responsible for leading. I think all of those things serve the Jets well in terms of building a culture that's going to allow them to compete and win football games when it matters most, that being when the calendar gets to November and December and January football. And Emmett, you know this from covering the Browns, football changes from the first 2 or 3 months to the last 2 or 3 months. And so having a quarterback that's been there, that's done that, and someone that can impart that wisdom on the rest of the guys in the locker room is going to go a long ways to the Jets accomplishing their ultimate goal.
Yeah, and Aaron has embraced the Jets. He looks like he's having fun. I think he loves New York. I think he loves the big city. He's been in Wisconsin most of his career. Something tells me they're a little different. I've been to both. I don't seem to be a lot more going on in New York than the time I went to Wisconsin. But he seems to be embracing that. And I think having Aaron Rodgers, when he's all in, and he really is, you know, he's giving out game to Zach Wilson. I think Zach Wilson is going to be a better quarterback because he's invested, and it feels like Rodgers is helping Zach a lot more than he helped Jordan when he was in Green Bay.
Yeah, and Zach is going to get things through osmosis, right? Like, Zach is going to learn, okay, this is how you play quarterback when you have a defense as good as I have. Because last year, he was giving the ball away like 2-for-1 coupons at Chick-fil-A. like that's what it looked like. So, I mean, when you have
like drinks in Vegas. Huh?
That's what I'm saying. They're giving it away. Like, when you have a defense as good as the Jets, your quarterback doesn't have to play hero ball. Yeah. And I think that's the one thing that Aaron Rodgers will appreciate, and that's the one thing that we've seen from them in Hard Knocks. Like, their defense is going to be dominant. It could be the best unit in the entire National Football League, but the offense just has to make sure they don't screw it up. And to that end, just make sure that you keep the game close and you don't give the other team extra possessions or field position through turnovers. If you can do that, you're going to win a lot of games. Last year, league average was 21 points a game. If the Jets just scored league average in every game last year, they would have been 11-6 as opposed to 7-10. That's how bad the quarterback play for the New York Jets was last year. Now, you would think that Aaron Rodgers is going to give you a different outcome, because Aaron Rodgers, conversely, has only been held under 21 points 12 times over the last 3 years. So that's 12 times out of 53 games. So I feel pretty good about where I'm at in terms of my quarterback play. If the defense can keep it close, make it about situational football, third down, red zone, 2 minute. If we can do that, I'm trusting that 8 can win that game all day. If you're the Jets offense, your goal should be able to go out there and score 21 points a game. If I can score 21 points a game, I got to trust my defense can make that stick. To me, having a guy like Dalvin Cook helps you do that.
Oh, without question. And we know Aaron Rodgers can score 21 points a game. He's done that several times throughout his career. He's Chris Canty. I'm Emmett Golden. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio. And coming up next, America's team locks up a generational talent. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/Greeny, G-R-E-E-N-Y.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
Greeny, the podcast.
Dalvin Cook has reached agreement with the New York Jets on a one-year deal worth up to $8.6 million.
Rodgers is not going to play there for the next 5 years. This is the move you make. You push all the chips to the center of the pot now. You've got Aaron Rodgers. You go for it.
And we bring in Mike Clay, ESPN fantasy football writer. Mike is part of ESPN fantasy football marathon. Get ready for the season with ESPN fantasy football. Sign up at ESPN.com/FFL or download the ESPN fantasy app. It's fun, easy and free to play. Mike, we've been talking about Dalvin Cook joining the Jets. What does that move do to Cook and Breece Hall's fantasy value?
Hey, what's up, fellas? So, look, I think we would have felt a little better about Breece Hall's short-term prospects had Dalvin Cook not signed there, maybe go to Miami or somewhere else. But here's the thing. Dalvin Cook's now 28 years old. He hasn't been a top 10 fantasy running back in a points-per-game basis in a few seasons now, and Hall's the future there. Not to mention that Hall was just activated off the PUP list as well, and he's going to be back at practice today. So my expectation here is Cook gets off to a hot start. He handles kind of the, I wouldn't say the bulk of the workload, but he's kind of the 1A back, and they kind of work Breece Hall in. Maybe we even see a little Michael Carter, a little Bam Knight. And then as the year goes on, we see more Breece Hall and more Breece Hall and more Breece Hall, and eventually he becomes the 1A and a guy seeing 15 to 20 looks a game. And as a guy we love from a fantasy perspective, as for Cook, he'll be fine. You know, he's going to be a complimentary back. This is a team, you know, you guys were talking about it before. They're going for it, right? They're going for a championship this year. So this is more of a team move than it is a, you know, a big needle mover from a fantasy perspective.
And Mike, to that end, the obvious offshoot from the Dalvin Cook signing is how it impacts Aaron Rodgers. Are you anticipating a bounce back season from Aaron Rodgers? What is his value? Where does he rank for quarterbacks when it comes to fantasy?
Well, he better bounce back after last season. Zero games with 20 fantasy points. It was brutal. And this is coming from somebody who was on Aaron Rodgers. So he hurt me last year. He let me down. I spent the marathon last year talking up Aaron Rodgers as a sneaky play because everyone was down on him without Davante Adams. Turns out I was wrong. Everyone else was right. But look, he's been so good, including from a fantasy perspective throughout his career. I'm worried about, you know, again, just from a fantasy perspective, I'm worried about the lack of rushing. I think that's going to limit him to more of a fringe starter. But in terms of actual on-field play, this is still one of the best in the business. You know, if I'm ranking quarterbacks now, I'm still putting him in the top five or six, even at his age. So, and not to mention, you know, the skill guys should be a bit better than he had in Green Bay last season, certainly a lot better. The only concern I have is the obvious one, which is the offensive line. You know, can they get those tackle situations sorted out if there's pressure on him all the time and that's just not working? That could be a kind of a low-key problem. Everyone's talking about Rodgers and everything else in the defense and Garrett Wilson, but you know, I'm keeping an eye on that O-line. I hope it doesn't turn out to be an Achilles heel for this team.
He's Mike Clay, ESPN fantasy football writer. I'm Emmett Golden alongside Chris Canty. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio. We'll get back to the players in a second. Being a fantasy football expert, how many leagues are you in? And how many leagues should the average person be in?
Oh, man, I'm in too many. It's almost embarrassing to say. Like I keep cutting back and back and back. I think I at one point my high was like 20. I got it down to like 12 now, wow. Something in that range. But it's a few too many. And the average person, I mean, it depends how much free time you have at work, right? Is your boss looking over your shoulder?
Love that.
You know, like, are you quiet quitting? If you're quiet quitting, you can do a lot. You could do 5, 6, 7, 8. There's, you know, it just really depends on how much time you have in the day.
Well, Mike, every time this year when we start talking about fantasy football drafts, we see players that are on visible franchises get overvalued. And there's no player that's on a more visible franchise than Dak Prescott with the Dallas Cowboys. With all of the weapons that the Cowboys have tried to surround him with, what's his value this year in fantasy?
Yeah, so I have Dak at QB10, right? So in a 10-team league, a borderline starter. I think he'll be serviceable. You know, this offense has scored a lot of points over the last couple of years, but that was with Kellen Moore calling the plays. I'm curious what it looks like now, if there's any sort of shift with Mike McCarthy in there. But what's interesting about that is, you know, McCarthy, when he said he was taking over play calling, was talking about running the ball more, right, and protecting the defense a little bit, settling for more field goals. It sounds kind of detrimental to fantasy points, right? But on the other hand, when he had Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, he was like the pass-heaviest play caller in the NFL. So I don't think it's going to be that drastic of a shift. Dak is still one of the better quarterbacks in the league. Adds a little bit of value with his legs as well. Just has to cut down on the turnovers. That was brutal last year with the 15 interceptions. So, you know, Dak doesn't have the ceiling of some other guys, but much like Aaron Rodgers, it's a borderline fantasy starter.
Now, Mike, Ezekiel Elliott signed with the Patriots. The last two seasons, he had 22 touchdowns. How do you like Zeke's touchdown value this year with the Pats?
I mean, he's going to steal some from Ramondre Stevenson, but I think that's going to be the main thing he does is frustrate Ramondre Stevenson investors, right? You're going to have him in your lineup, and he's going to get you all the way down the field. He's going to catch a few passes, and then Zeke's going to hammer it home from 1 yard out, and he's going to drive you nuts, much like he did to Tony Pollard last season in Dallas. So, look, Zeke's over 2,000 touches. He's had a good career. He's going the other direction, right? The efficiency's down. He's more of a role player now, more of a situational player. He'll get some run in this offense because they need a number two and a complement to Ramondre Stevenson. But Stevenson broke out last year. He's the real deal. He was top 10 in catches at the running back position. And already, by the way, from a fantasy perspective, already wasn't a factor in the touchdown department. He only had six. So I don't think he's really affected from that perspective. So for me, Stevenson's still a good number two back in fantasy. Zeke is a bench guy, right? I don't know that we're going to be starting him at all.
Talking with ESPN fantasy football writer Mike Clay on Greeny. And Mike, your biggest fantasy sleepers for 2023?
All right, so this depends how deep you want to go. I think my favorite breakout is Rashad White at running back. I think he's too low. He was actually really low. He could get him in like the seventh round a few weeks ago, and now he's up to like the fifth round. But, you know, Leonard Fournette's gone in Tampa Bay. Rashad White was a third-round pick last year. I think this guy is set up for a big season. I mean, even with Fournette there, he was 11th in catches among running backs last season. So, like Rashad White, wide receiver, if we're looking for a guy who can make a big leap this season, another mid-rounder, it's Christian Watson in Green Bay. I mean, who else are they going to throw to? I know Aaron Rodgers is gone. Jordan Love is in. They have one of the youngest group of skill guys on offense that I've ever seen. It's unreal. It's a lot of rookie second-year guys that haven't played much, but Watson looked the part last year. He looks the part in training camp, the first preseason game. I think this guy is a budding superstar. There's a reason they traded so many picks to move up to the front of the second round to get him last year. So really pumped for Christian Watson.
Okay, so Rashad White and Christian Watson, fantasy sleepers. Who are some of the players that are going to go the other way, players that the general public is high on, but that you have lower expectations for?
Yeah, how about all running backs? Can we just not draft running backs this year? I've had enough of this with these veteran signings ruining fantasy value, the injuries, the holdouts. It's unbelievable. So, but specifically on that position, I would say another guy that got hurt by the draft, actually, it was Ken Walker, right? I loved Ken Walker coming out. Terrific rushing efficiency in college. That carried over to Seattle last year. But coming in, we were also worried that he was not going to be much of a pass catcher, that he wasn't very good at it. And that carried over to Seattle as well. And then they spend a second-round pick on Zach Charbonnet, who is a more well-rounded back. He can catch the football, and he's an efficient runner as well.
He looks great in the preseason.
Yeah, he did. So I know they're starting him off slow. I think he was with the second team, but he's going to work his way up. The draft capital was almost the same. He's going to be a big factor. So I'm worried about Walker going in the fifth round. That just seems a little too early for me.
All right, Mike, we got some rapid-fire questions for you here. PPR or no PPR?
PPR for sure, yeah.
Keeper league or no keeper league?
Keeper. I love full dynasty. That's my favorite, where you keep everybody.
Draft a QB in the first round or not?
Absolutely not. What year is this? Is this 10 years ago? Come on, unless it's super flex. If you use two quarterbacks, then absolutely yes.
All right, and then finally, what is the worst punishment you've ever heard of, at least that you can say on the air?
All right, so actually, I'm just going to go with the recent one, the one we talked about last night on Fantasy Football Now, because I am not a big fan of flying, and I don't like stops, right? I don't like stops along the way. I went direct, or that's it. So our buddy Kevin Pulsifer, who actually works here as a researcher, his last place punishment was taking 7 flights in 48 hours across the country.
Oh my God.
He was sleeping in airports. It's brutal. I can't even. That's like my nightmare. I don't want to do that at all. So for me personally, that one hurts me the most.
Wow. That's amazing. Hey, Mike, great stuff, man. We appreciate you spending some time with us this morning.
All right. You got it, fellas.
There he is, Mike Clay. He's part of ESPN's Fantasy Football Marathon. Get ready for the season with ESPN Fantasy Football. Sign up at ESPN.com/FFL or download the ESPN Fantasy app. It's fun, easy, and free to play. I'm Emmett Golden alongside Chris Canty. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio, and Greeny is presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit Progressive.com.
Adam Schefter reports Cowboys offensive lineman Zach Martin will get a reworked contract which pays him more than $36 million guaranteed.
Zach Martin is one of the best run blocking guards in the NFL, a no-brainer for Dallas.
That's right. The Cowboys got it done as they have reached an agreement with Zach Martin that will pay him north of $18 million in each of the next 2 years.
Martin,
that's big bread right there. Now, I'm not good at math, but I want to say that's 36, right?
Ooh,
I want to say that's 36
that's
million.
That 36 million.
Over the next 2 years.
Man, the Martin family group chat is off the chain this morning. Let's go. Get your money, man.
Yeah, so who's the first person that's going to ask him for money? Is mama or is our cousin?
Well, here's the great part about Zach Martin. He's already bred it up. Like, he got paid on his second contract. He's well off. Like, everybody in his family should be more – they should be super straight. They should be more than good. So, yeah, I mean, this is something that we knew was eventually going to get done because the Cowboys can't accomplish what they want to accomplish without Zach Martin. I said it before. I'll say it again. He's the best player on the team, and I get it. Micah Parsons might be the best defender in all of football. Not taking anything away from him, but Zach Martin's going to be wearing a gold jacket at the end of his career. Whatever he decides to hang it up, 5 years later, he will be in Canton. That's how good this dude is. Last year, he was top 10 in pass block win rate, and you just heard our very own Darren Orlovsky call him one of the best run-blocking offensive linemen in the entire National Football League. If you're going to get Dak Prescott right, and it seems to me that all of the offseason moves thus far have been a part trying to get Dak Prescott right. When you think about moving on from Kellen Moore, when you think about moving on from Ezekiel Elliott, franchise tagging Tony Pollard, going out and getting Brandon Cooks, all of this stuff has been to reshape the offense and make sure that Dak Prescott is in a position to have success. Well, all of those moves go for naught if you don't have Zach Martin. And I'm sorry, if you hadn't looked at the Cowboys' schedule out the gates, it's ugly because you got the New York Jets and you got the New York Giants. You know what that means? You're going to have to play against Quinnen Williams. You're going to have to play against Dexter Lawrence, two all-pro defensive tackles. Good luck trying to get that done without Zach Martin in the middle of that offensive line. It just ain't going to happen. So this is something that we knew had to get done, and it was just a matter of time, which is why, Emmett, from henceforth, don't nobody talk to me about the salary cap and how you can't pay players. Right. Jerry Jones looked at us with a straight face last week and said, yeah, I can't pay Zach Martin because I got to take care of CeeDee Lamb and I got to take care of Micah Parsons and all this and that. Guess what? They found money for Zach Martin. They find money for players that they want to pay. The salary cap is not a real thing. Didn't I say that on yesterday's show?
I feel like I'm
repeating
myself.
Yeah. The salary cap is not a real thing. They only bring up the salary cap as an excuse for why they don't want to pay you. But it's not a real thing. We just seen it with Zach Martin. Zach Martin only has 2 years left on his current contract, and they added $4+ million on each of those years. That just shows you how important he is to this team. It's something that they had to get done. We knew it would get done, and now we can stop speculating about it because he's at training camp with his teammates.
Did you think you'd ever see a day where guards are more valuable than running backs?
No, I didn't. No, I came in the league in 2005, and Sean Alexander and LaDainian Tomlinson were winning MVPs. I did not think that we would be in this position now, but it shows you the evolution of the game, right?
Right.
This is a passing league now, regardless of what anybody else wants to tell you. Like, you have to pass the score and you run to win. That's what Mike Tannenbaum says all the time. If you want to put up points, you got to be able to protect your quarterback, and that's why you've got to have a solid offensive line up front. And that group, more so than any other group, relies on chemistry, relies on having a rapport in order to get their job done. It's hard to do that if you don't get the reps with those guys in training camp. And so that's why I think it was important for them to get Zach Martin into camp this week, to have an opportunity. I'm not saying that he's going to play in any preseason games, but to have an opportunity to have 3+ weeks to work with that group ahead of the regular season. What are we, 23 days away from the kickoff of the regular season? So you've got a little over 3 weeks to get those guys reps working together in practice and get ready for your primetime opener against the New York Giants in MetLife Stadium.
Now, does this Zach Martin deal like reemphasize that, you know, Dak and McCarthy, like, you guys got to produce this year. There's no more excuses because they have a complete team around them.
Yeah, I mean, that again, they've taken away all the excuses as to why Dak Prescott can't have success. Mm-hmm. What are you looking for? Like, you know what I'm saying? We went out and we got Brandon Cooks. Yeah, we lost Dalton Schultz in free agency, but we drafted Luke Schoonmaker in the second round out of, I believe it was Michigan. So, I mean, like, this is a situation where we're putting the pieces in place to help you be successful. You have everything that any quarterback could want. I mean, you got Tony Pollard coming back from injury. I don't know if you saw the preseason game against Jacksonville, but Deuce Vaughn looks damn good as a change of pace running back for the Cowboys. So, I mean, you've got the pieces that you need in order to be successful.
So this is on Dak Prescott and Mike McCarthy to get it done. If you're asking me who's under the most pressure, is it Dak or is it Mike McCarthy? The answer to that question for me would be yes. 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 Yeah. They're both under pressure right now. And there's a reason why Jerry Jones hasn't done that Dak Prescott contract extension. There's a reason why. It would behoove them to do it now as opposed to later because it would be cheaper with all of these quarterbacks getting brand new deals. It's cheaper to do it before Joe Burrow gets his new deal.
Yeah.
But there's a reason why Jerry hasn't done that deal. There's a reason why it's setting up for Dak to have, what, a $50-plus million cap hit in 2024. This is a prove-it year, not just for McCarthy, but for Dak Prescott as well.
He's Chris Canty. I'm Emmett Golden. This is Greeny. And coming up next, Chris will tell you why one star running back's decision looks a lot better in retrospect. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Greeny, the podcast.
This is Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and we are. I'm Emmett Golden. He is Chris Canty. We'll talk a little Saquon Barkley coming up in just a second. But, Chris, I'm a gamer. All right, I'm a big-time gamer. And when you're a sports fan and a gamer, the release of Madden is like Christmas. It's like a holiday. It's a holiday. So the base game comes out on Friday, right? But I can't wait. I spend the extra money. I pay $100 for this game so I can play it early. Oh, yeah, $100. $100 out the door, but you get early access and you get all this other stuff, right?
The bells and whistles.
Yeah. Okay. You get, you know, Madden cars that help you build your ultimate team, a whole bunch of stuff. So it's worth it to me because, like I said, I'm a huge Madden fan. So worked all day yesterday. I came home and I had a little gift waiting on me. Not the game, no, a desk that I had to build for my wife. She said, hey, my desk came, here you go.
So in your mind, you're thinking, all right, I get home from work, I can relax, it's been a long day, I can kick my feet up, connect the PlayStation 5 to the link, and play the new Madden joint. So in your mind, that's the carrot that you're chasing after all day long.
That's what I told myself. All day, I just got to get home, and then I can finally relax. You know, crack a beer, whatever, relax. So, okay, it's cool. I'm fine because there's a finish line. As long as I can see the finish line, I'm all right. I put together this desk. I tear down the other one. It takes me 2 hours. I'm sweating, back hurting, dog. I need a backyatomy, right? I'm going through it. But I keep telling myself, I got Madden. I got Madden sitting right there, right? It's sitting right there. Take a shower, sit down. All right, beep, turn on the PlayStation. Hit Madden. The servers are down.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Servers down.
So basically, what happened is the game plan that you were putting together in your mind to relax that evening is the same game plan that millions of other Americans were putting together, which forced the server to crash. So after you have a long day at work, after you have to deal with the audible and your wife asking you to put together the desk, the moment you get ready to sit down, crack your beer, and enjoy the new Madden, the damn EA Sports server ain't working.
Bro, I tweeted out a picture of my TV with the game on it and said, y'all know what time it is because I was pumped. I was excited. This is what I've been waiting for all day. I did three shows yesterday, put together a desk, right? Went and got dinner for the family. All I wanted to do was sit down and play Madden servers down 3 hours. 3 hours. It hits 11:30 and it got active. I said, man, I got to go to bed. I can't.
Yeah, you can't.
All night.
At that point, you got to get ready for work.
Right.
I said, play Madden, start at 11 o'clock. Because you're not just going to play one game. That's the thing. If you know playing it. Madden for the first time, the first game is not like, it's just kind of like a feel out, check out the new game, the new wrinkles that they have in the game or whatever. You're going to play a few games. Like, if you started playing at 11 o'clock last night, you wasn't going to go to bed till about 2, bro.
Oh,
so, like,
I know.
There's no way that was going to work.
Right. I'd have been in here like, welcome to Greeny.
So you got, as my partner Carlin would say, you got served the old screw job. First of all, your wife served you the old screw job by putting together the desk. You had no idea you had to go home and put on a guest. She didn't text you.
I know it was coming today.
You didn't get the hootie hoo. You didn't get nothing. She didn't give you no warning. Like, you got home, like, yeah, my desk here, put that together.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
You had that. Then you got no warning from EA Sports. It's like, oh, the server is down. No warning from that. So basically your whole evening got derailed because you got served the old screw job. But by two people. Wow.
Absolutely. And then I was sitting there pathetically just drinking my beer on my couch looking at the TV like, what am I going to do? Now, here's the other thing, Chris. So in my basement, we have a fireplace. It's a stone fireplace, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have a TV on the fireplace. Now, the TV is a 55-inch TV. It's not a gigantic TV. It fits the fireplace. Because to me, it would look stupid to have a 75-inch TV that goes over the sides of the,
I got you. Over the fireplace. I got you.
And full disclosure, I got the big boy upstairs in the living room. All right? But in my basement, 55-inch TV, bro, they dragged me on social media over my TV.
Wow.
They was like, man, you got a little TV. Tell ESPN you need more bread. Oh,
no.
Oh dog.
So the insult to injury.
Yeah. Yes. So
you went to social media to get your beef out there with EA Sports for letting the server crash on the first day you could play Madden. And all you hear about is people talking about your TV being small.
Yes, they dragged me.
Man, you just couldn't get a win yesterday, bro.
No,
you couldn't get not one win.
55 is pretty good. I think the picture like kind of misrepresented Emmett because it did look like you were playing on like a very small monitor. 55 is respectable, but it looked like you were playing on like a computer monitor or something. You just took the picture too close. I think people were making fun of you for no reason.
I guess so. So, now the word on the street is that Emmett has a very small TV in his basement. But, I almost wanted to go upstairs to my living room and go, what about this? Is that 80 inches up here?
Yeah, but they know that ain't your TV based on how your evening went because your wife told you when you got home, you better put that damn desk together or you're going to sleep on the couch.
Yeah,
so they know. See now that's the problem. You can go up there and say, hey, here's my 80-inch TV. Everybody knows that ain't really your TV, bro.
Right.
That's not your TV. That's your wife's TV. Your TV is in the basement. The one you first showed us is the real Emmett Golden TV. That's the one you got to play your little video game on when the survey ain't crashed. That's how it's going down. You can't walk that back, bro. It's done.
Yeah.
Everybody already knows, man.
Well, I can't wait to play my little game on my little TV later tonight. Now, here's the other thing real quick. Every year, Chris, I get in, the new game comes out, and I join a league, right, with like 30 other people. And I go, this is going to be fun.
Okay.
I get waxed, bro. I'm talking, I'm losing 45 to 7, 60 to 3.
How do you find this league though? That's the question. Do you just group up with people that are online at the same time as you?
So
how does that work?
my boys usually put together a league. I did that one time. They were savages. I'm like, nah, I just don't have enough time. I work too much to compete with y'all.
That's what I'm about to say. You're going to have to get in the league where there's other people that have an actual job.
Yes, yes. I'm trying to put one together. Casual folks that don't read the manual or go to YouTube, right?
Yeah, exactly. 'Cause
these dudes, I'm telling you, these dudes, you would think they were real defensive coordinators the way they put together this defense. Like, look, I'm trying to run a little zone read and, you know, call it a day, throw a deep pass. I ain't getting too fancy, but the competition is way too hard. And last year, I said, I ain't messing with my boys. Jumped on Twitter. Hey, who has a Madden League with a place available? Somebody sent me an invite. I was like, oh, this is great. Same thing. Saying, now I need to just stick to playing against the computer, I guess.
Yeah, that's probably what you need to do. Play against the computer on the rookie level just so you right. can enjoy your time. Like, you don't need to be on all Madden, and you damn sure don't need to be a part of a league that people are competing against each other, because you know they get serious about that thing, and gaming is now a profession for some people. Don't let somebody build their professional resume on you online on Madden. I'm just saying. Just put that out there.
They've been doing that for sure. This is Greeny. Greeny is presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycle, boats, and RVs for protection on the road. Water, see how much you can save at 1-800-ESPN. I mean, Progressive.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.